This is KCUR 89.3. The first few years of life are critical for brain development, and yet the people paid to provide care during that time make some of the lowest wages in the United States. Some workers in Kansas City are trying to change that. KCUR's Andrea Tudhope reports on what it would take to pay them more.
Kimmy DeVries is a child care provider at a local Head Start program. She works full-time from 8 to 5 every day.
I walk in and I feel like a rock star because when the kids see me, they're like, ah, and they like jump out their parents' arms and run over and want hugs.
She loves her job, but there's just one thing. At 10:32 an hour, she can barely afford to take care of herself. She spoke out about her struggle at a rally last November when child care workers officially joined fast food and other low-wage workers to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. It's a wage she feels she deserves for the work she does.
You know, on an airplane, they tell you you have to put on your own mask first before you help the person next to you. Well, I don't have my own air mask on, so how am I supposed to help teach the kids at the most effective level if I don't have all the tools to be successful that I need?
DeVries averages an income of $21,000 per year. She says it's not enough. And according to the Economic Policy Institute, she's not wrong. In the Kansas City area, the budget a one-person family needs just to get by is $27,000. On average, child care workers across the nation earn a living that places them far below the poverty line. And yet, the services they provide are incredibly expensive. In many areas, enrolling an infant in a center-based program for a year actually costs more than in-state public college tuition.
Good quality childcare costs a lot of money.
Jim Cacamo spent about a decade at the Mid-America Regional Council leading initiatives to improve quality at local early learning centers. He knows that these centers are expensive to run. There's rent for the facility, upkeep, food, materials, not to mention salaries. Elise Gold from the Economic Policy Institute says that's a massive part of it.
If it's not the price that's driving up costs, then it's the quantity. So a day for a childcare center might run from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. And so that means that you have many people that have to cover those different shifts throughout the day.
And quality care necessitates a high adult-to-child ratio. Divided among a large number of workers, suddenly that high cost parents pay appears much smaller. But number of workers isn't the only thing driving up the cost of quality.
There was a period in our history where we thought small children just needed to be looked after and kept from harm.
That's economist Betsy Stevenson.
But we now know that this is a time of just rapid intellectual development for children. And so having people who are skilled in that type of early childhood development is important.
Jim Cacamo agrees.
Nobody goes into this work because they want to get money. They go into it because they are spirit, love-filled people. But you know what? That's not enough. You need more skill.
With more skill should come higher pay. Higher pay, hiked costs. There are programs in place like Head Start designed to help low-income families pay for childcare. But with an annual budget, our local extension only serves about 20% of the eligible children. And there's still a vast middle class that can't foot the bill. So the question is, how can we make high-quality childcare available to families across the income spectrum? Many say it will take great public investment. Cacamo suggests expanding universal pre-K to include younger children and increasing our tax dollars to fund it. Or maybe expanding subsidies to include middle-income families. Either way, Stevenson says, the government must play a bigger role in order to make the kind of investments in children necessary for society. And research shows it is necessary.
When we spend more on child development when children are very little, we have to spend less helping them catch up when they enter formal schooling.
But as of now, this is still a very real issue for very real families out there. Take 25-year-old Lijua Manning. She's a minimum wage worker and a full-time single mom here in Kansas City.
I don't really have a support system. Like, I don't have nobody to watch her besides my grandma and grandpa. But they took care of me when I was a kid. So it's like, I don't want to, you know, repay them in that way.
Manning started working the overnight shift at her job and picked up extra work. She now spends her days providing care for children at home so she can be there for her daughter. It's a little extra cash in her pocket and a lot more work. This seems to highlight a fundamental contradiction in our society when it comes to childcare. Childcare worker Kimmy DeVries knows the work she does is pivotal, but wonders often about how it is valued.
If we say that we think children are as precious and so important for the future of our country, if they're as valuable as we say, then why are we not valuing the people who teach and care for them every day?
We as a society can afford to value this work because we need it. But it might take a contribution from everyone, not just parents. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Andrea Tudhope.